May 4, 1929. Power, enchantment and empire of a soul who lives in the divine will. How everything turns around her and she lords over her very creator. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues, and my poor mind pauses now in one point of it, now in another. But it is unable to go out from within the immensity of its endless boundaries. Even more, it finds neither ways nor doors to go out of it. And while I move within the divine volition, I leave it behind me, and while I leave it behind me, it presents itself before me with its majesty, to the right and to the left, and even under my steps. And it says to me, I am all for you, to give you my life and to form it in you. So, there is nothing else for you but my divine and adorable will. Now, while my poor mind was wandering within it, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, one who lives in my divine volition feels within herself the continuous and constant act of the divine operating of my divine fiat. This continuous act, generated by its power in the creature, has such strength, such empire over all, that it captivates all with its sweet enchantment, in such a way that all turn around her, the angels, the saints, the sacrosanct Trinity, the spheres and all creation. All want to be spectators, to enjoy a scene so sweet, enchanting and beautiful of the continuous act of the creature in the divine fiat. She enters into the bank of the Supreme Being, and unifying herself in the continuous act of her Creator, she does nothing but put out, with her continuous act, the innumerable beauties, the sweetest sounds, the insuperable rarities of the qualities of her Creator. And what enraptures the most is to see her littleness that, all daring and courageous, without fearing anything, as if she wanted to lord over her very Creator, to give him pleasure, to captivate him to herself, to ask him for the kingdom of his will upon earth, takes and puts out, from within the divine bank, all our joys and happinesses, as if she wanted to exhaust them. And seeing that she does not exhaust them, she does not tire, she repeats her continuous act, in such a way that all wait for her to finish. And seeing that she does not finish, they press themselves around her, so much so, that she becomes place of center, and all turn around, so as not to lose a scene so consoling and never before seen, that is, the continuous act of the human littleness in the unity of the Supreme Fiat. More so, since the continuous operating is only of God, and as one sees it being repeated by the creature, it causes the greatest surprises and makes heaven and earth astonished. My little daughter, if you knew what a continuous act in my will means. This act is incomprehensible to created mind. The creature is the bilocator of our continuous act. She enters into our act and makes arise and puts out our rare beauty, our invincible love, our power that can do anything, our immensity that embraces everything. And showing them to all, she would like to say to all, look who is our creator. And we let her do it. And we enjoy in seeing that the littleness of the creature wants to give us our paradise and our divine being, as ours and as her own. What can one who lives in our fiat not do and not give to us? Anything. More so since, because this happy creature is on earth, by virtue of her free will, she possesses the conquering virtue which not even the saints in heaven possess. And with it she can conquer and multiply whatever good she wants. And our will, which keeps her within itself, renders her the conqueror of our divine being.